good morning and welcome back. It's Dan McDonald. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dan McDonald Show on AM 800 CKLW. And this is a topic that we've touched on before. Rights for vapers. We've had them on the show before and always very passionate. And I completely get it. I am not a smoker. I'm not a vapor. But I absolutely, absolutely understand where they are coming from. And I do think it's an important message for a lot of people who often get eye-rolled, brushed aside, sidelined, or not taken seriously. Just a little quick recap for you here. Earlier this year, Public Health England released its latest review of vaping studies. It found that the best thing that a smoker can do is to stop smoking completely, and the evidence shows that vaping is one of the most effective quit aids possible. It helping around 50,000 smokers quit a year. And hey, it might not be for everyone, but you can't deny those stats, helping around 50,000 smokers quit a year. According to research published by the Consumer Choice Center, there were upwards of 1.5 million adult Canadian vapers in Canada. Approximately 955,000 of those adult consumers currently use flavored vape products. A full ban on vaping flavors would likely push most of those consumers back to smoking. Happening now, the largest mobilization of Canadian vapers is beginning, and their first stop is right here in Windsor. Six Stop Vape Tour 2021. It's going to give a voice to the million plus Canadian vapers who are really frustrated and besieged by federal, provincial regulations. And joining us on the phone from Rights for Vapers, spokesperson Maria Papanoy. Good morning, Maria, and it's great to have you back on.
Thanks, Dan, for having us back on, and thank you for giving us an opportunity to share what is happening.
Absolutely. You know, right now, and I do want to talk about the tour, and we're going to talk about where you're going to be today in Windsor, but what is the biggest challenge here? And I know you get eye rolls, but essentially this is about tobacco harm reduction, and harm reduction is how we're trying to approach people who are dependent on other substances. What is the biggest challenge and the restrictions that you take the biggest issue with?
I think it's not being brought to the table to discuss this. What we're seeing in most provinces and federally and also municipally, because municipalities do add further restrictions on access to vaping products, is they don't consult with the people who use the product. Point, in fact, is that over 23,000 Canadians sent in a submission to Health Canada saying, we do not want a flavor ban. They were opposed to it. Health Canada took those 23,000 submissions and lumped them in as one.
Wow. And why? And this is the big question we get. Why are flavors so important? People are asking right now on my texting board, are they essential to this? Your response to that question, I mean, back in 2019, I know Parliament conducted hearings on amendments to the Tobacco Act, and experts told the federal government that flavored vapor products are important, and why are governments not listening? Why are flavors so important?
The reason why flavors are so important is people are trying to remove as much memory from smoking as possible. Why would I want to be reminded of what smoking does? Why should I make it easier for myself and anyone who vapes to go return to smoking if I'm going to have a familiarity in a tobacco flavor? Flavors take us, we're looking at harm reduction. We're looking at how do we reduce the harm. One of the best way is reducing the harm is how far away from something that will trigger you into returning to that cigarette is what we need. And flavors do that consistently. And the thing is with this, you know, people say, well, you're still going to have tobacco and mint. What people don't realize is Health Canada has told us you can only have these ingredients in your tobacco flavor and only these ingredients in your mint. That's 40 and 41, I believe. And when we look at them, two of them taste like fish. Also, the inspectors will have powers to be able to smell something and say, well, I find this appealing. So boom, it's gone. They're doing this based on a moral position. They're doing this based on not science. And this is a Liberal government who has pushed and pushed and pushed. Let's follow the science. Yet, when it comes to vaping, it's okay to follow a moral position.
And the reason for the flavor ban that you're hearing, it basically is, just to reiterate for people who don't know, is this because they're worried that, you know, if there's a flavor like strawberry or mint or bubblegum or whatever it's going to be, that kids are going to become attracted and it's going to kind of act as that it's appealing to kids. Is that what the big problem they have with it is?
That is what they're saying this time around. Before, when they did the nicotine cap, they said it was the nicotine strength. What they're also not saying is not a single person in Canada has federally been charged with selling a vaping product to a minor. Health Canada has the tools. TVPA, with the Tobacco Vaping Products Act, already has the tools to ensure that vaping products are not in the hands of minors. However, they have chosen to not follow that path of regulation and enforcing those regulations. Here's the thing, is that people are going to return to the black market. People are going to return to smoking.
Right.
And that includes kids will be going to the black market, and now we're going to be getting product that we don't know how it was created, how it was made. And essentially, Health Canada is taking something that is 95% safer than smoking and found a way to make it less safe. And that is like completely mind-blowing to me, because I smoke, I vape, I use harm reduction. We support harm reduction. We are about choices for Canadians, and just because we need to work harder. We don't need these simple, like, oh, well, let's just ban this. Well, why don't we ban everything that kids can get their hands on?
Well, that's the thing. I never understood that argument about, well, kids can get it. I mean, if it's illegal for them to buy, it's illegal for them to buy, and that should be up to the vendor to regulate that and check for ID the way you would if it was a pack of cigarettes, if it was a bottle of booze, if it was a cannabis product. I mean, that is on them to check, and I don't understand. You're just saying this is going to drive people to the black market where there's items that are maybe not regulated, they might not be as safe, and that causes a world of problems.
Well, we're already seeing an uptick in the black market with the nicotine cap, where people are able to access over 20 milligrams, not from a proper source. So again, we're having people make, like, we've gone full circle. We've gone from an industry that access to products where people were making them inside of their home, and we're going right back out there. They're making, you know, black market product can be made in someone's shed.
Right. So this tour, I mean, I've never heard of something like this. Like I said earlier in the intro there, it's the largest mobilization of vapors, a six-stop tour, and you're in Windsor today. Your number one goal with this tour, and who are you hoping to see, and what message are you hoping to get out there?
Well, I just want to say, sorry, I just wanted to explain something else.
Yeah, yeah.
We actually were just in Quebec.
Okay, gotcha.
We did 200, we had over 250 people show up in Ottawa to launch the tour. And we had a huge protest right in front of Parliament, and we got up and we spoke up. We were heard. Then we went all across Quebec, and our goal is to engage with the end user, to empower them to use their voice. We have an election. We have a single commodity right now, our vote, and we need our candidates to listen to this issue. We need all the parties to fully support a full spectrum of harm reduction. You can't just support one piece of harm reduction on that spectrum and not support smokers. We're done. We cannot continue to marginalize smokers the way we are doing. And I challenge every single party to stand up for smokers. We're 1.5 million Canadians who have stopped smoking through vaping. We have another 5 million Canadians who are still smoking. We need to reach all of them. And maybe, yeah, let's look at Public Health England, because at this point, their only argument is science changes when it crosses the pond. And we all know that's not true.
Absolutely. And today you're in Windsor. Where are you going to be and when?
So we have a couple of stops in Windsor today. So at 12:30, we're going to be at Vape Vine, 2814 Howard Avenue. And we're going to also be at Vape On at 4 o'clock at 48 Tecumseh Road East in Windsor. What we're doing is we're going to be encouraging people to send a submission. Currently, over 20,000 submissions that are against the flavor ban have been sent. 20,000 people have taken the time to write to Health Canada why this flavor ban does not work for them, why they're afraid. We can no longer silence the voices. Mm-hmm. We are voters. We are not half citizens.
Yeah.
And this tour is to empower people, to give them the strength and give them back their voice, that as smokers for years and decades, for some people, they didn't have the confidence to speak up because they felt they were bad and shameful for smoking. And we say no more. Speak up, speak out, engage. If you see our bus and you're for the flavor ban, still have a conversation with us. We're here to talk and engage. We're not going to yell at you. We're probably some of the most respectful protesters out there right now.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm looking for, I think it is so important. Everything you said, I think, makes so much sense. And I say that as a non-smoker. Like you said, your focus is harm reduction. That's the approach we should be taking. And the science shows it does help. 12:30 at Vape Vine, 2814 Howard. And 4 o'clock going to be at Vape On at 6048 Tecumseh Road East. Maria, best of luck to you. I'll be making a stop at one of your stops today to say hello. But I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate your passion. And best of luck. It's voting time now. So I'm loving that you're doing this campaign.
Yep, we vape, we vote.
We vape, we vote, absolutely. Thank you so much, Maria, and best of luck today and on the rest of the tour. Thanks so much.
Bye, Dan.
Bye-bye.